The entertainment industry is really going through a pretty radical transition in terms of platform, new media, distribution, and target audience. What do you think the future of the entertainment industry looks like?
That's a very broad question. So I will give just some thoughts on different areas of the business, and it's by no means comprehensive. I don't think anyone wants to listen to the five-hour version of this program, especially not with me. I think in film, we're going to continue to see these massive tentpole properties that have international appeal, you know, like The Dark Knight and things like that, which studio can spend a ton of money on, knowing that there's an international market for it, not trying to do like custom cottage industry releases internationally. I think in the reverse, I think we'll continue to see some sleepers kind of come in and do well in the US market. But I think the international market is really all about the big studios getting half of their money from big tentpoles. So I think we'll continue to see that. I think in television, we'll continue to see formats coming from overseas to the US market and basically being just recycled here with bigger budgets and bigger platforms. So we saw it with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, we saw it with Survivor, it just kind of keeps happening. So as the television studios become more risk averse, there's general flight towards, well, this worked in France or this worked in Germany. So I think, you know, the international format market will continue to be a big player in television. And then, of course, as television budgets get bigger, being able to sell product overseas becomes important as well. And then in online, it's interesting because there really is no U.S. distribution versus international distribution. I mean, there are ways technically to, you know, limit IP addresses to a certain geography, but basically when something's out on the web, anybody can gain access to it. So the internet kind of breaks all the boundaries, and I think, well, what's interesting is there's opportunities for people from small markets to access massive markets like the US, though at the end of the day, the advertisers are still very interested in finding their audience, and like television, the internet is, I think, in at least in the short and medium term, still very much an advertising-driven business model. So I think the advertisers do care where the audiences are.